A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, right here with you. Glad to have you with us. And boy, things starting right off here. As we were starting the show up, and we're sitting here talking to you right now, we have something we've got to do right now.
Breaking news.
We can call it breaking news.
I guess. And
it's the cut right here at the top of the show, if I can get it going here.
Five. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so right here, off the top, right now, ESPN reporting, tweeting out the possibility that the Jazz, it looks like the Jazz are going to be playing not just the Mexico game. That's not just the thing. We were starting the show off. We were so excited about the Jazz playing in Mexico City, taking on the Orlando Magic on December 15th. It's being announced now that the Jazz will be playing one of the Christmas Day games, the Jazz and the Trailblazers, December 25th. I don't know if you knew that, but that's when Christmas is, Scott Mitchell.
December 25th is Christmas.
December 25th is Christmas. So the Jazz, that's a huge deal. When was the last time that I want Cleon? We got to figure out an actual date the last time the Jazz were on Christmas.
I didn't even know the Jazz ever even played on Christmas.
He said it had to be Stockton and Malone. But,
well, that's an easy guess. It's like, yeah, back when Stockton and Malone played.
Maybe there was a time
it's a
with
big
Carlos
deal. That's quite an honor to be, because you're one of the national games if you're on Christmas
Captive
Day.
Captive audience.
Everyone's watching.
Yeah, so the Jazz, looks like it's being announced that the Jazz are playing the Trailblazers on the 25th.
What day is Christmas? Do you know what day of the week it is? It's like Wednesday,
nah,
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Don't do this to me right now.
Okay. So, I'm going to go to the game.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to take my son and go to the game.
Well, maybe it's not here, though. Is it a home game?
I don't care where it is.
Yeah, that we don't know.
So I don't care.
So
take my son.
Cleon's going to take his son to Portland.
It's Portland.
So, yeah, he's going to take his son to Portland. It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
But it's a home game.
But it's Christmas. Don't take your kid. Listen, what about the rest of your family?
Yeah, they can stay home.
Hey! So, a Christmas...
All right, I'll take them all.
A Christmas Day game for the Jazz. That's a huge deal, and also kind of shows... I mean, this is 100%...
The Jazz are kind of getting some love here.
This is 100%...
Getting some love.
Donovan Mitchell, right? I mean...
Well, yeah.
Would the Jazz have a Christmas Day game if Gordon Hayward were the premier player? I'm just saying, would that be the guy... Would that be the case if Donovan Mitchell weren't on the Jazz and it was... Gordon Hayward, and let's say even the Jazz had won another. Let's say they had a decent year last year, like they did in Gordon's final year. I still don't think that they would be the Christmas Day game.
So, do you think if Gordon Hayward was here and they still drafted Donovan Mitchell, would they be a better team? Would the Jazz be a much better team?
Of course,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, this, yeah. So, why do you leave? I'm still mad about it. I'm still jilted by Gordon Hayward.
July 4th, 2017, I knew exactly where I was when Gordon Hayward.
I knew where I was when I burned my Jazz jersey.
Awkward. That weird, awkward letter to the world. So the Jazz, it was initially announced today, and this was our initial story, that they're going to be playing in Mexico City against the Orlando Magic on December 15th. I love that news. And
we should go to the game.
We went right out. You don't take your son to this one. This is work, okay?
So, I'll take you.
Thank you.
How about the two of us will go?
Scott doesn't speak Spanish, and we've been going all day trying to figure out how to say, because his number when he's in the NFL was number 19.
Number 19.
Will you say 19 in Spanish for the people out there?
Uno noche.
Uno noche. Oh, my goodness. That by itself just disqualified you from the trip to Mexico.
Ocho cinco.
That was terrible. All right, so...
Well, because she's talking this fast Spanish. I can't understand it. Slow down a little bit.
I will be your guide in Mexico City.
And you roll your tongue and all that
stuff?
This
is a huge deal, though.
It makes me nervous when you roll your tongue, by the way.
This is a huge deal, though, when you talk about the Jazz being, one, part of this going to Mexico, you know, they're going to have a full – the NBA is planning full community events and all these things with these games.
This is a regular season game. People understand. This is like, this one counts.
Yes.
There's actually bullets in the gun. You know, it's live. Everything is – this is the real deal.
And I think the thing that's really good about this is that it's going to have – a new audience. That's why the NBA does this. They stretch these games to other places, like when they have these games, they say, "Hey, we're going to play maybe a couple preseason games in China, or even just bringing the Australian teams." I mean, part of the Jazz's preseason schedule this year, like it was last year, Australian teams coming over. Last year, there was an Israeli team that came over. I think it's important to have that international outreach. So, but playing a regular season game is a huge deal. I think it's fun for the players, and I think that when you go down there, you're going to see people with the Los Jazz jerseys on, with the Los Magic. You know, I think that this is you have more of a crowd than you would think for American NBA basketball. Just like when they go to England, I'm just shocked.
Well, here's the
when
thing,
the Jags have like people with jerseys on at the right. at Wembley Stadium. Yeah.
And I've played over in Europe, and it's actually a fun experience, but the NBA is looking for ways to expand its product all over the world. And I mentioned this on my podcast, Helmets Off, which you should download. It's free, just so you know, and get it anywhere you want podcast. Just saying. But wouldn't it be cool if you had a world championship in basketball, just like you had in soccer? And they could expand and they could have these leagues all over. Or wouldn't it be great to have like a Super Bowl across the whole entire world and have this event? Maybe you don't have it every year, but you have it like maybe every 4 years. So the interest in sports, the interest in American sports has grown significantly across the world. There's a lot of great places. I mean, basketball over in Europe is really good. In China, it's really good. And all of these major sports in the United States are figuring out how can we go global. And, of course, this is a very easy way for the NBA because the time travel isn't too taxing and to actually have this regular season game. But to fill a 20,000-seat arena in Mexico City, they'll have no problem with this. This will be a real exciting event. And there's multiple games, by the way. The Jazz aren't – they're not the only game in town.
When we were looking at this schedule and we're looking at things that were kind of going on here over the last couple of days – also, the sports books have and just the, you know, the sports pontificators started to float around and talk
pretty,
about.
The sports bookies are pretty good. They kind of know their stuff.
That the Jazz ended up being a surprise, obviously, sure. Last year. And when I say like a crazy surprise, they were picked in that 41-43 game win area. And to be able to go 5 or 6 games over that, people were like, whoa, that's crazy. And to have that 49 wins, that was bonkers because Vegas isn't off that much. But nobody would have seen the effect that Donovan Mitchell ended up having. Or even, I mean, when you think about where they were in January, the end of December, going into January, and to have that win streak, to start that win streak up, it was nuts. And so you have a lot of things that people have been reacting to today. And I think that if you're a person who's watching this game, for example, you see the Jazz are going to be playing in Mexico. Do you care, though, as a Jazz fan? Are you like, why are they going to Mexico? Or is it, I mean...
No, I think...
Do you think people get excited about it?
Oh, sure.
Maybe people don't.
I mean, some people don't get excited about it. But yeah, I mean, to me, you talk about odds on the Jazz and the Jazz, the possibility of playing on Christmas and playing in Mexico. And what we have talked about is some of the discussion of who might be all-stars next year. People are starting to take notice of the Jazz and what they can possibly do. And it's no question that it's on the shoulders of Donovan Mitchell, but this is a good basketball team. I mean, Gobert is good, and you forgot about Rubio, who was a huge player in the playoffs until he got injured, and then Joe Ingles. And this team is all back, and to have that chemistry that they have and that closeness, to see what another year will bring for this team, you get kind of excited about it, and I think people on a national stage get a little bit excited about it. The only challenge is, the West got better. I mean, yeah, the Jazz got better, but you know, so did the Warriors, and of course LeBron comes into the mix, and the Rockets are a pretty good team, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Carmelo Anthony leaving OKC and where they are this year. But the West is definitely better than it and stronger. I'm not sure they should even play basketball in the East because I really don't know who's even left there. I mean, after LeBron, you know, is gone, it's all of the great basketball is here in the West.
So here it is. Chris Haynes tweeting out about the Jazz in a Christmas game. The Portland Trailblazers will face the Utah Jazz on the road.
Ah!
So, no. The Portland Trailblazers will face the Utah Jazz on the road.
The only hard the Portland matches, it's not a good matchup for the Jazz.
It is, but over here at Vivint Arena, on Christmas Day, you wake up in your in the stocking, in the Mitchell family stocking.
I just might come in my
your Santa
Christmas
outfit?
Pajamas.
Oh.
To the game.
I've got a Santa outfit.
I'm going to be Christmas pajamas with my Donovan Mitchell jersey.
I've done the thing on
the train.
We've done the thing on Christmas Day where we've skied and I've worn the Santa outfit going down the hill.
Yeah. You got to get in the spirit.
Very
Come
good
on.
Reaction. Yeah. So you show
I'll end up getting on TV if that's the case.
Look, let's have like a part of you know what we should do?
I'll look like Uncle Eddie from the National
Lampoon's
Vacation.
You get the Mormon
Tabernacle
Choir. To have that one section, that part where, like, behind one of the backboards.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're How singing during free throws.
How
they're
fun. Singing,
they're
That's
singing
a great idea.
Christmas songs during that the free is a great throws idea. To throw them off. All right, we're going to take the break
here. I'm
going to
call Gail Miller and make that suggestion.
So the Jazz taking on the Portland Trailblazers on Christmas Day. That's a big deal. A lot of people say, well, maybe they're just trying to give all the big names a break on Christmas. LeBron always has to play on Christmas. James Harden always has to play on Christmas. Well, the Jazz and the Portland Trailblazers right over here in Salt Lake City on Christmas Day in 2018. And they're on the road in Mexico taking on the Orlando Magic. So big scheduling discussion.
I think we
obviously.
Should be in Mexico, Alex. I'm just saying.
Yeah, get that passport ready.
Do you think
Let's
we could find good Mexican food in Mexico?
Yes, we can.
All right.
When we come back, we've got more to talk about when it comes to the Jazz. What is their win total that Vegas is putting them at? Where do you think they're going to be? Colin Cowherd, not very nice about what the Jazz odds are. Throughout the season. What a radio host know. Stick around. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
Welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.
Look at you.
Look at me. Look
you know
at
the,
you.
I'm just glad
Look,
you know
let's,
the station
let's,
numbers.
Let's, well, they're right on the wall. It's pretty easy, pretty easy to read.
Nice.
Yes. Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Yes.
So what do you think about me?
I think you're doing great.
Do you think I'm
57500 is the text number if you wanted to join the show. If you haven't heard Unrivaled yet, or if you want to catch up on some of the shows that we've had since last week, since we're now into week two of the program, you can go to any place that podcasts are found, iTunes, Stitcher, all those things. But also on the KSL News Radio app.
Yes, just and even our shows on Friday will be up
That's
as well.
True. You can look up KSL's Unrivaled. KSL's Unrivaled. So you'll find it there. We were just talking about the Jazz, and it's been announced, tweeted out just about 20 minutes ago, that the Jazz will be taking on the Portland Trailblazers on a nice Christmas game, a Christmas Day game. Last time the Jazz played a Christmas game happened to be Christmas of 1997.
Christmas Day, a very special present from the NBA on NBC. The top four teams from last season's playoffs at the Hardwood. First, Charles Barkley and the Rockets face Stockton, Malone, and the Jazz.
Wow.
Then, Michael Jordan and the world champion Bulls host Pat Riley's Heat. A Christmas Day doubleheader at 2:30 Eastern on NBC.
There you go.
Where can we find that game? I want to watch those teams.
The top four teams of the NBA hit the hardwood.
I love that guy's voice. I can't believe that the Jazz, the last time they played in Christmas was Stockton and Malone. 1997, the Jazz won 107-104.
You know why they play
Before
games
Before that,
over...
they played 1988. Was that the other one? I don't know.
No.
Just the one time? Okay. Well, we're still
You know
looking
why
at.
They have those games over the holidays, don't you?
Why?
And you know why they have all of the bowl games?
Why?
People watch.
Well, it's because they're at home.
People
they're
are at
home,
and I know, and they'll watch. But
they say they love their family members, and then what happens is they go, gosh.
Family members last about 90 seconds.
And then they TV.
And that's it. It's like, yeah, because you can't have any more than that, because it can
on.
Go downhill pretty quickly. And that's why they have all the bowl games. You didn't know that, did you?
Well, I just assumed that it was because people watch them on TV, Scott.
Yeah, so they're home, and so a long time ago, they figured – people will be home and they'd rather watch, the Pepperidge Farms International Bowl in, Tuscaloosa, wherever.
What bowls did you play in?
In college? I played in the toilet bowl.
Oh, Nick saw that joke coming. Nick Wyatt knew I was going
to he had to bring that one up.
When you were going to play.
Yeah, and our bowl win will probably forfeit now because of NCAA violations.
Brought up from last night?
From last night.
All right, so the Jazz announced two things today. They've got a Mexico City game that's going to be happening on December 15th, and then now announcing that they're going to be playing that Christmas Day game over here at Vivint Arena against the Portland Trailblazers. So that's a huge deal. Jazz fans, this is awesome. This is good for the city, and it's good for I think Donovan Mitchell. It's good for that profile of Donovan Mitchell, because it's an uphill battle trying to be an all-star, and that's one of the things that was brought up today. ESPN did a whole story about whether or not who's going to be a first-time all-star next year, and to kind of tantalize you, they have a picture of Ben Simmons and a picture of Donovan Mitchell. You know, a guy who averaged over 20 points in his first year and had the electric, but also was just electric in the playoffs, broke all sorts of, was in this hall of names, when it came to like first playoff games as a rookie, when it came to scoring with Wilt Chamberlain, with Michael Jordan. And just, so to have him mentioned in those names, that brought such a welcome sight for Jazz fans who, for a long time, even with Gordon Hayward, you looked and you went, okay.
Well, it took kind of 7 years to get to the playoffs. It was a slow build. And for Donovan to come in as a rookie and have so much maturity and really get to go through, it's the stamina as well, because a lot of rookies get that wall and they're halfway through the season. And he not only played through the season, but he played through the playoffs and played well. And just a maturity and an excitement that you get really excited about, and something you can build on.
Arbitrary numbers like 48 wins that Westgate, the bookkeepers, have for the Jazz winning next year, 48 games. You can assume that number probably went down when LeBron hit the Lakers, because the Lakers have the exact amount that the Jazz do when it comes to prediction of wins. And I could see them. I mean, look, what LeBron team has done poorly?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
There's just a LeBron factor. I mean, he's going to bring success. He's going to elevate the team and the level of play, regardless of who it is that's there. And the excitement in L.A., I mean, people will be excited. They'll be real excited about LeBron early on. I mean, if it goes downhill and that team doesn't gel together and he gets no other support, it could be an ugly year for the Lakers. But he's certainly the type of player that can kind of carry a team and make the team better.
575-00 is the text number. How many wins are the Jazz going to get next season? When you look at the schedule, when you look at LeBron being in the West, there are a couple things there. And I wonder which one's more important. I mean, if you look at it, that would put the Jazz, when it comes to predictions, that would put the Jazz at about a 4 or 5 seed in the playoffs, kind of where they've been over the last couple of years. And my question is, would you rather have the Jazz be a higher seed, like a 3 seed, win 49, 50 games, maybe break that 50-game mark again? Or would you rather have Donovan Mitchell be like a full-on all-star, a starting guy on the all-star team?
I'll tell you what would be a great season for the Jazz. That they get, maybe they're a 3 seed, maybe 3-4 seed, maybe they're a 2 seed. I don't know. I mean, because you have to go
– settle down, Mitchell.
No. You have to go, is Portland going to be better than they were a year ago? Is Houston going to be better than they were a year ago? What about OKC? Are they going to be better? I don't know. I mean, all these teams are fairly evenly matched. I mean, right. Houston obviously is better. Portland has, at times given the Jazz fits. But, if the Jazz go through and win a first round, they win that second round, they kind of get past that hump that they've – ran into the last couple of years, getting past the second round. And if the Jazz are playing Golden State in the finals for the Western Conference, that you got to feel like that's a huge improvement for the Utah Jazz. And maybe it's that kind of thing that entices one of those top-tier free agents to say, look, this is a young team. This is a team that, if I was a part of it, could really put it over the top. Because Golden State, as good as they are, maybe they're on the downward. I mean, I don't want to say, it's not like they're over the
hill
yet.
They're picked to win 62.5 games this next year. Yeah, so
they're better than they were a year ago.
If you want to look at that as being a downward.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying like this year, but maybe 3 or 4 years from now, they start trending downward. And if a team can emerge and kind of compete against them, maybe the Lakers can. I don't know. They can certainly buy a championship, and they're certainly willing to do it. Who knows? But for the Jazz to be able to play in the Western Conference Finals next year would be a huge season for the Utah Jazz.
I don't know how many wins they're going to get. I don't – look, one of the things that Colin Cowherd brought up today in his criticism, this is something that Jeff Kaplan talked about in the afternoon news, was Colin Cowherd, national, syndicated radio host, going, look,
What does he know?
Well,
he's not the Vegas odd makers.
The point that he wanted to make was this. When it comes down to crunch time and you're in the playoffs, are you going to take the Jazz over LeBron? Are you going to take LeBron or Joe Ingles? Are you going to take LeBron or Ricky Rubio? You know, are you going to take LeBron?
I'll tell you, Ricky Rubio, I might. I
settle down,
Mitchell. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I
do you know how?
No, I'm not kidding
okay,
you.
Okay, take.
Is LeBron better than Ricky Rubio?
Look,
yes.
Well, of course he is. But here's the thing. What Ricky Rubio? I think the key for the Jazz is Ricky Rubio. He makes everything go. He makes Joe Ingles Joe Ingles. He makes Donovan Mitchell Donovan Mitchell.
We're gonna take the break here. How many wins is the Jazz gonna get next season? 57500 is the text number. When we come back, more to go on KSL's Unrivaled. Zach Wilson, the freshman quarterback at BYU, had some things to say at camp. I think Scott's gonna like what he had to say.
I already like Zach.
And would you be okay with your son or daughter playing for the rival school you couldn't stand your whole life if it meant a scholarship?
That's why I like Zach, because his parents went to Utah.
News, traffic, and weather. Nick Wyatt standing by right here. It's KSL's Unrivaled.